relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Just a few days ago, the vice president went to the very place that I mentioned, the Woolworth counter in Greensboro. But you know who wasn't there? You know who wasn't invited? My good friend Clarence Henderson, who is a civil rights icon. He sat at that counter and endured the suffering and pain to make sure that black voices were heard. And why was he left out? Because he's of a different political persuasion. You might ask why this is so, and I'll tell you plainly. The goal of some individuals in government is not to hear the voices of black Americans at all. It's to hear the voices that fit their narratives and ultimately help keep power with one group.
Incredible congressional testimony this week from a man who, when he stood up for the Constitution, the Second Amendment, at a local council meeting, became a hero to many, and then ended up as the 35th Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. And he's with us right now, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, it's good to be back. It's always good to be here.
Don't you dare come back to the swamp. I don't care if you're testifying at Capitol Hill or doing anything else without coming back into my studio. You hear me?
I was pressed for time yesterday. I had to be back.
He's an important man now. He's an important man now. What can I say? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
People have to see that this. You're always on fire. It was absolutely superb. Watch it for yourselves, guys. Let me ask this question. Is anything that the Democrat Party or the new Biden administration doing in the last few weeks making racial tension less in America, Lieutenant Governor?
No, their stock and trade, the Democrat Party's stock and trade has always been to inflame political passions. They're a part and parcel with the news media. The news media inflames racial tensions on major news outlets. They do that for the purposes of selling airwaves space and whatever other kind of advertising space they could sell. That is their stock and trade. The Democrats do it for political purposes only. This is not about justice. This is not about making sure that anybody has any kind of equal access to anything. This is about making sure that the Democratic Party spreads a false narrative for the purposes of maintaining power in Washington, D.C.
And when you have former chief advisors to Obama like Valerie Jarrett, when you have alleged civil rights leaders who are famous for climbing up flagpoles, say to America and to black America, you know, knife fights, that's just usual. That's just standard amongst teenage black girls. Why do the police get involved? Isn't that itself a racist statement, Lieutenant Governor Robinson?
Their entire argument for everything is insulting. It should be insulting to all black Americans. Number one, the idea that I can't get a free ID to vote should be insulting. Number two, that knife fights are a common occurrence in black neighborhoods should be insulting. Number three, the fact that they ignore the absolute tragedies that we see happen in some of our poorest communities, 5- and 6-year-old children being gunned down, some of them on purpose execution style, it is mind-numbing. It gets no press whatsoever. And every police shooting, no matter how justified, is put under the microscope and examined. It's just crazy the way they're doing this thing. It's just, like I said, it's something we cannot remain silent about. Every good person in this country has got to start standing up against these false narratives.
He's an Army veteran. He's a patriot. Follow him right now, the 35th Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Carolina, at Mark Robinson, NC. Lieutenant Governor, what's going to happen if, say, some crazy twist of fate, or we just don't stand up strong enough in the next few months and years? What happens if in certain municipalities, in certain districts, the Democrats actually succeed in really defunding the police? Who's going to suffer?
The people who are going to suffer first and worst are going to be the poorest people, the people who are already vulnerable to the criminals. See, what we are forgetting about, what these folks are not highlighting, is the fact that when you take a poor community, you have a large group of people who are stuck in substandard housing for whatever reason there may be. They're stuck in these places and they are surrounded, in some cases, literally surrounded by criminal forces, because they know that's where they can fly their wear. And if we continue to degenerate the police, who stand as the only source of relief for those folks, those criminal elements will absolutely take over those neighborhoods and will expand their territories. And when it's all said and done, if we don't do something about it, we're going to look back on the day of Joe Friendly, the neighborhood beat cop with his nightstick and his gun and his badge, and we're going to wish for those days, because they're not going to be there, and we're desperately going to meet them.
Now, your story is an inspiration for all Americans who just love this country and who want to serve this country. Mm-hmm. Here's my question to you, and it's an abiding one, and I often ask my guests from our black American community here, are the leaders, the ministers, the pastors, the community leaders, are they doing enough to break this cycle of victimology and of dependence upon the state? Are you satisfied in what you're witnessing, not just in North Carolina, but everywhere?
I am encouraged by what I'm seeing, but I'm not satisfied. There are far too many people in this country that are preaching this gospel of weakness. I am tired of black people being referred to as weak, jellyback victims who can't figure out how to survive a traffic stop, who can't figure out how who can't figure out how to get a free ID to vote, that can't navigate the easy to navigate ins and outs of everyday life in America. That is not who we are. It is time for black Americans to start realizing that, yes, there were terrible things in our past, slavery, the middle passage, Jim Crow, and all those injustices. But look at how we survived those things. And not only how we survived those things, but how we're thriving afterwards. We are a strong people. We are Americans. And that's another one. We are Americans. And our story is America's story. It's not African-American history. It's not black history. It is American history. We need to wake up and realize that we are part of this nation. We are part of this experiment that's been called the United States of America. We need to take a hold of our rights, take a hold of our responsibilities, and be the strong people that we were created to be and have been in this nation.
What a fabulous phrase, the Democrat gospel of weakness. That's what we have to preach against. We're talking to the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, Mark Robinson, NC, on Twitter. One more question for you. If you had... The left, of course, plays identity politics, and it's not important what she did when she was putting black men behind bars for smoking dope. It's not important that she got less than 2% of the votes in the Democrat primary. She's vice president because she's mixed race or black, and because she's a woman. That's what they wish to emphasize. If you met Kamala Harris today, after what has been said from the White House about America being systemically racist, what would you say to Kamala Harris's face, Lieutenant Governor?
The only thing I would say to her is this. Our system of government is not racist because our system of government helped us fight against every piece of racist legislation and every racist ideology that's ever been in this country. Our system of government, our Constitution, our courts of law were what were used to defeat those things. What is racist is the party that she's a member of.
Wow. Enough said. Let's post the video right now, not only of Lieutenant Governor Robinson's testimony this week in D.C. Against this idea that voter ID is some kind of new version of Jim Crow. Let's find that video. Let's post it on our Twitter feed, Seb Gorka on our Facebook pages. But also, because I just love it, the video that made him famous at that local town meeting when they wanted to ban the local gun show. And this man said, I don't own any guns, but this is wrong. It's my constitutional right. And that's the video that put him where he is today. God bless you. We need more like Mark Robinson. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Is it true? Have we found Mr. Carafano? All right, Mr. Carafano's having fun with some big conservative mucky muck somewhere out west, but he's going to join us next here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of The War for America's Soul. Check out our new store. It's sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Just to wave the flag and show your America First pride. Stay on this channel. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/Gorka to protect your data today.
You reject President Biden's comments about systemic racism and it being a stain on the whole nation.
Yes, President Biden is an idiot, in my personal opinion, and he's just talking because he's a politician. Systemic racism. I mean, if you look at Joe Biden himself, you know, he spoke at a Ku Klux Klan member's funeral and did the eulogy of Robert Byrd. I mean, he is white supremacy and racism, if you want to say that is the case. And now he's the president. So if he really cared about white supremacy and racism, he should step down as the president because he's an exemplification of that very thing. These people are just running their mouth and they're not being honest. We don't have a problem with racism in our country. We have a problem with people not following the law. We also have a problem with politicians making up things so they can get reelected.
Brandon Tatum ensuring he will never, ever be invited back to BBC. I don't think BBC knew what they're getting into. A former police officer saying it's just insanity. He's here. He's a little delayed because he's hanging out with important people in the conservative universe. But we love him all the more. Vice President for National Security and Foreign Policy at the conservative mothership, Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. I got to ask you, we'll talk about other stuff in a second. Your dad was a cop. You've been doing Homeland Security for eons. Your reaction to this shoot in the air, shoot them in the wrist comments of the last 48 hours.
Look, the other guys don't use the word idiot, so I can just repeat it. And they're idiots. I mean, there is not a credible law enforcement organization on the planet Earth that recommends as a use of force measure to fire a shot in the air. This is a little thing we call gravity, which is the bullet comes down and it kills people. It's just, the fact that they even said that on the air, that people who claim to be credible or knowledgeable or want to be listened to, I mean, literally it would take them 14 seconds to Google and learn how incredibly stupid that is. And do they not think that people are smart enough that they would go, well, okay, that doesn't sound right, and look it up for themselves? And it's, you know, as far as like shoot them in the wrist or something, you know, they've watched too many movies. You know what they tell you is if you are in a deadly force situation, your number one goal is to incapacitate the attacker as quickly as possible.
Right.
Not it's stop them, because it's deadly force, because if their activity is not stopped, somebody will die. And so your primary obligation at that point is to stop them from killing other people. And that takes priority over everything else. And you don't sit there like Annie Oakley and say, oh, let me see if I can shoot the gun out of their hand. I mean, it's just nuts.
And this idea, Jim, that there's this vast number of police officers across the nation who get up in the morning planning to shoot people, especially if they're another skin color. Share, if you will, just quickly, the story of your dad's use of his firearm.
Okay. I don't think my dad ever, he was on the force 17 years. I don't think he ever pulled. I think the last...
You said the last day on work, right? He came home white as a sheet because that was the first day.
Yeah, and it was because a guy pulled a gun and pointed at it, pulled the trigger. Unfortunately, the gun didn't go off. But yeah, cops, they don't... I mean, people have seen too much television if they think cops are around joyfully, you know, shooting at people. And the numbers are just... I mean, the numbers are just... you know, leave anybody with half a brain crestfallen. I mean, there's 330 million Americans. The number of deadly force incidents with police is in the low hundreds. It's smaller than...
One data point. Heather McDonald, established, credentialed. She knows what she's talking about. She crunched all the stats. A police officer is 18 times more likely to be shot on the job than a black man is likely to be shot unarmed by a police officer. 18 times. It's just the data.
And the total numbers are in the low hundreds.
Yeah.
More of these incidents actually are involved people who are white or Caucasian than black or Asian. So actually, it should be upset. You know, I guess it's... should be other people. But so the numbers just aren't the whole argument for systemic racism is not based on systemic racism. I mean, it's not based on the number, because it's a political agenda.
It's just not based on reality. Jim,
restructure society.
We've only got you for one segment. You got to get back to schmoozing with your strawberry daiquiri. But tell us, you're at a conclave of conservatives, people who support the Heritage Foundation. Tell all our millions of listeners what you said during the break. What is the mood and what is the level of understanding of the situation we find ourselves in?
I think... conservatives think that now is the time of choosing, that if we don't act to take back this country, it will be turned into something that we won't recognize anymore. And the twin dangers are China and Joe Biden. And look, I don't know if they're colluding, because I haven't read Hunter Biden's laptop, but their programs are complementary, and they result in an America which looks completely different than people who love freedom and prosperity and individual liberty and safety. And people are just sick and tired. They're not going to stand for that. They're not going to stand by and watch this country turn into something that's unlivable. They're just not. And they're very determined to bring this. And when you sit them down, and like the thing we just talked about, the facts about how real facts about law enforcement and deadly force, real facts about tax policy, real facts about immigration and border security issues, for that panel, real facts about taxation and deregulation, real facts about infrastructure, then they're just livid. They're just, well, they're lying to the American people. We cannot let them get away with that.
And by the way, let's just be pragmatic here. It makes no difference whether or not the Chinese and Biden or the Biden administration are colluding. If you're both tending in the same direction to do harm to what we've created here in America, it doesn't matter whether it's active collusion or not. You're a useful idiot or you're having the same functional effect. God bless you, Jim. Get back there to your drinks with the little umbrellas in. Follow him at JJ Carafano and join the Heritage Foundation today, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you like what you're listening to, and thank you for all the messages, all the emails, all the response, please support those who make this show possible. Like, yes, Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, a man who is a patriot, a truth teller, who they're trying to destroy. The left are boycotting his company. 25 corporations are refusing to stock his products because he's Mike Lindell and he loves America like you do. Cut them out. Go straight to the source. Go straight to his website for more than 100 amazing products, not just the MyPillow. Support him today. And because you're a friend of America First, you will get up to 66% off if you use my name. Call them today. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. And if you like today's show, I'm going to be on Spicer's show this evening on Newsmax. Yes, Sean Spicer's show, Spicer & Co. And did I tell you? I got my own show. It's a TV show. I've been planning this for years. Episode 3, this Sunday, on the subversion of the U.S. military. Newsmax, 7 p.m. Eastern, rebroadcast 10 p.m. If you don't have it on your cable provider's package, download the app now. It's free. It's called the Gorka Reality Check. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works and is providing relief from pain to tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That story should be you. That story could be you. But there's only one way to find out. And it's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential relief, potential liberation from your pain. Call them today. 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Shot her in the leg so she dropped. Could he have shot her in the arm, something like that?
Right, you know, one of the difficult things with that is when you're trying, we don't train to shoot the leg because that's a small target. We train to shoot center mass, what is available to stop that threat. There was a threat going on, a deadly force threat that was going on, so the officer is trained to shoot center mass, the largest part of a body that is available to them. When you try to start shooting legs or arms, rounds miss, and then they continue on, and there are people behind that could be in danger that are not committing anything.
One of the most patient men in America, acting police chief Michael Woods, Columbus, Ohio. We're going to discuss the ramifications, the consequences of the accusations of systemic racism across America and the fake news industrial complex with our buddy. We've just recorded our latest episode with the Battle for 1600 podcast. It's about the MAGA rallies. We want them back. Boris Epstein, the Baron, welcome back to America First.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be with my friend. We just did another great, great podcast. Everybody better check it out. We are absolutely crushing it on Battle for 1600.
Boris, I have to ask you, that video, that is allegedly an accredited journalist asking a police chief, why couldn't you have just shot her leg or her arm? Are there any undumb journalists left?
I would think there are some.
He's paused. Did you hear that? That's the longest pause I've heard from the Baron. He was like, are there? I don't know. What's the answer?
I was trying to think. The answer is there are some, but the liberal media, the woke media, is absolutely deranged, just like the liberal woke movement is deranged. They have no idea what they're talking about, no idea about realities. And all this issue in Columbus, I mean, it is absolutely ludicrous. This young woman was attempting to stab two people. She was running at him with a knife. And somehow the policeman is in the wrong. It is absolutely ridiculous.
And what happens is if Joy Behar and Joy Reid say, well, he shouldn't have done anything. That's just normal. That's just a knife fight. And if he sat there and watched, what happens when that other girl who didn't have a knife, it wasn't a knife fight, is killed? Then what happens to the officer then, Baron?
Exactly. Well, that's the point. It wasn't a knife fight. It was an attempted execution. This woman was running, and this young woman ran at two people saying, I'm going to stab you with a knife. I still don't know what really happened. I don't know the background, but you better believe.
But hang on. What you just said is crucial. We still don't really know. And wait a minute. Somebody called 911. 911. Who was that? We still don't know. And then what about the other girl whose life was saved, Boris? Why isn't she saying, yeah, thank you to that police officer, I'm alive today? How is it that these elements to this national story just seem to disappear?
Well, it's very interesting about how stories are pushed and how others are quieted. What about the story of the shooting in Colorado just a few weeks ago?
Right.
By the Muslim man.
By the Syrian refugee, Al-Issa, who somebody said was Alicia. Alicia. It's a European name. It's not Al-Issa. It's not Ali Al-Issa. What happened to that story, Baron?
Yeah, what happened to that story? What happened to the mass shooting, you know, by the former football player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the media not covering everything, you know, evenly? What happened to honest news? What happened?
Hey, I asked the question first. I asked the question first.
Well, you know what? I never answer a question with a question, but maybe this is the one time to do it because it is almost it is impossible to look at the media, most of the media today, and there's honest media left, but it's impossible to look at most of the media and think there's any degree of honesty left.
Yep, and that's why we're here, and that's, as far as I'm concerned, why talk radio is the preeminent source of information, as well as the odd podcast, like the Battle for 1600. Check it out today. Subscribe. You won't regret it. A more in-depth, a little bit more spicy discussion with the Baron. You can go to iTunes, the Battle for 1600, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
We are back. It's Friday. Can you plan a little fun for yourself this weekend? Are you allowed to get away from it all? How about this? How about a little comedy, something to make you smile, make you laugh? Check out Mike Lindell's latest movie. Yes, the founder of MyPillow is executive producer for Church People, the faith-based comedy starring Thor Ramsey and Stephen Baldwin about America's youth pastor who gets embroiled in a crazy scheme by his church leaders to participate in a potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service. What does he do? How does he get back to his mission? There's only one way to find out. Stream the movie Church People right now at salemnow.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A for a big discount. That's Church People, Mike Lindell's latest movie at salemnow.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with the Baron, and I want to talk swamp, but not on the left. I want to talk swamp on the right. This is a former president who allegedly was the Republican who thinks it's now cool to go on shows like Jimmy Kimmel. Play cut.
You say is an appropriate amount of golf to play when you're president of the United States.
I played my first year, and then when we had troops in combat, I didn't play at all.
Because of the optics.
Because I didn't want some mother seeing his kids in combat, seeing the commander in chief out there playing golf. So I didn't play any.
That makes a lot of sense. Would you play golf at a Trump property?
Probably not.
So kind of high school cliquey. I wouldn't play the Trump property. We can discuss that. But first things first, Boris, what kind of person who is a Republican, who loves this country, goes on a show that is predicated on delivering left-wing radical talking points? Why would you do that?
I don't really see any reason to go on those shows. You know, I do think it's disappointing. The former president going on there, and, you know, Kimmel's just trying to be funny and poking holes and trying to be divisive within the Republican Party. It is totally unnecessary. And frankly, I wish that the President Bush's staff didn't put him in that position.
Okay. Here's the bigger picture question. I think whatever we think of his presidency, he does represent the old order. He is the rhino establishment, at least not the MAGA and not the America First establishment. As such, as somebody who is an insider and has been for years, what's the power relationship right now? I get disparate. You know, we have members of the Freedom Caucus on the show regularly. We have Republican senators. And I get contradictory reports that the GOP is now Donald Trump's party. But then I see the behavior of Mitch McConnell. I see how they approve almost unanimously Biden's cabinet picks and government picks. And I think, you know, Boris, the GOP swamp is still pretty strong. What's the truth?
The truth is that the GOP swamp is way too strong, that the swamp continues to dominate way too much of Republican politics, and that there's not enough fighting against Democrat nominees, against the uniparty, which is the establishment of the Democrats and the Republicans who are together. We need more of that. We need more battle. We need more strength. We need to make sure that America First policies are implemented and we don't go back to the old globalist Republican Party.
So what's the mechanism for that? What are your predictions? All right, how about this? You know, you are a strategic advisor. You have been to various campaigns. Describe for me Boris's, the Baron's, best case scenario for the next 18 months. What needs to happen, what should happen to make sure that that swamp on the right is minimalized and the MAGA message is strengthened every single day?
Three things. One, MAGA candidates. Two, MAGA candidates. Three, MAGA candidates. It's all about MAGA candidates. That's what it's all about. We've got to make sure the people we've got running are the MAGA Republicans, the key members of the MAGA movement for all positions, senator, House members, governors, attorney generals, secretaries of state around the country. We need to make sure that the people we have going and running for these positions are representatives and champions of the MAGA movement, of President Trump's agenda.
Okay, MAGA candidates. Is that enough? What about the people who are on Capitol Hill right now? Is there any way to send a message that to scare them into being more MAGA? To say, dude, 2016 changed everything. Can our listeners, our 3 million listeners, be a part of at least trying to get them to behave a little bit more conservative?
Yes. The answer is, it's an old adage. Call your member of Congress. Call your senator. Send letters. Get active on social media. Be loud. Be heard. Always color within the lines. Always respect law and order. Be heard. Make it known that you are not going to put up with same old Washington, D.C. swamp politics. And believe you me, the elected officials are going to hear that loud and clear. Speak with your donations, speak with your votes, speak with your voices.
I was never very good at coloring within the lines as a kid. Maybe you can tell. 30 seconds left. Please tell our listeners. They heard the president, the 30-minute interview we did with him last week. We re-aired it this week. But you saw him recently at Mar-a-Lago. Just in a few seconds. How was he looking, Boris?
Strong, determined, firing on all cylinders. President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, the true leader of this country, because Joe Biden is no leader at all, barely knows what, probably doesn't know what day it is. President Trump is the strongest I've seen him in a while, continues to be fully plugged in. Look at his statement today in the Arizona recount.
Yes.
This is a real, true leader. President Trump firing on all cylinders.
If you missed it, check it out. We had the president on for more than half an hour. The whole interview is available in audio and video. Yes, YouTube are a bunch of fascists, terminated our account, but we have more than 330,000 followers already on our new Rumble account. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Go there today, rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Thank you, Baron. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And Kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radial listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
What is a catalyst? Have you thought about what a catalyst really is? It's an ingredient that creates an effect that otherwise wouldn't happen. A chemical reaction. You add something and some oxidation happens, or some energy is released. That's what a catalyst is. But it's not just something from science books. It's from real life. And I want you to think about what it means for you to be a catalyst. We spoke with the Baron. We did a longer podcast with him. And I prodded him. I want to see more out of the GOP. It's not enough. They're not fighting. They're agreeing to Biden's nominees. They're making his radicalism possible. How do we get them to do what's right for America? Now, some of them won't. Some of them are, you know, Mitt Romney's. They're not Republicans. They're egotistical or just cowards. But perhaps the best thing we can do, because there's millions of you listening to just this show or watching us, is to lead by being a catalyst. You may not be a senator. You know, it may not be a nationally syndicated host. But you can make a difference. If every single one of you lived your life in a way that reflects clearly, without any question, your commitment to the values that built this nation, we could start something incredible. We would put flesh on the MAGA movement after last year's stolen election, the likes of which nobody could ignore. And I don't mean the left. The left will continue to fight. But we need to show the quote-unquote Republican elite who we are and what's possible. So now, commit yourself to behave differently and only act in ways that demonstrate an unequivocal commitment to making America great again and to America being the greatest nation on God's earth. Your actions can be catalytic in your community and more broadly. Why? Because the best is yet to come.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.